Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He gave you news you can use. Don't put gas in plastic bags if you're hoarding gas. Not much of that happening in Connecticut,
no,
but there's some tension over gas in other parts of the country. And so I thought it would be nice to talk to my old friend Dan Dicker, author of Turning Oil Green, to talk a bit about energy prices. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Brian. How are you? How are you guys?
Yeah. We're doing good. Listen, first of all, this gas price movement, I mean, if you had to sort of reduce it to an explanation, what's behind it?
This has been coming for a long time, Brian. The last time I was on your show, I told you it was coming. I mean, this has got nothing to do with, I mean, obviously the Colonial Pipeline outage helped a bit.
Right.
And what's going on with Bitcoin is helping a bit. And there's general inflation going on everywhere. But there's been a general kind of disaster going on in the oil patch. And they've been unable to put money in to find new resources for oil and therefore gasoline. And that's coming home to roost. I mean, there's just less supply out there. The economy's coming back. The pandemic is slowly but surely going away. And there's a lot of cars on the road right now.
Right.
And, you know, there's just no gasoline to go around right now. And oil prices have been rising. They've been rising steadily since December. It's been a steady move higher. It's, you know, guys in the industry like me have kind of seen it coming. And it's hard to put the blame anywhere except for the last 3 years of what's been a disaster for the energy industry. So, you know, I think it's here to stay. I think you're going to see generally rising prices for oil and gas, unfortunately, through the summer and into the fall.
Does this have anything to do with public policy, or is it just a fact of economics, the way it's working?
Yeah, I mean, public policy, you'd like to blame somebody, but
of course.
It's hard to blame anybody, you know, at least, you know, from a political point of view, every president, you know, no matter who it is, would rather have low gas prices. People get real upset about high gas prices.
Yeah,
so
no,
this is a political guy in the world who wants to see, you know, gas prices high. But there's very little normally, you know, over the course of at least my career, over the 30 years I've been doing this, that you know, public policy can do to kind of change this. This is a very much a macroeconomic kind of cycling that happens inside the industry. And, you know, public policy does, you know, very little to affect that. I mean, it really does. I mean, people think it doesn't, but
right.
There's very little that goes on that really affects these prices. It's just general cycling and what's going on in the economics.
You talk about general cycles, you know, everyone says, you know, it's different this time and then it isn't. But, you know, people are looking for when the broader adoption of, say, electric vehicles, and it seems like there's way more momentum for that stuff than it has in the past. I mean, historically, Dan, you know that when oil goes up, then these oil companies invest more into the more expensive places to extract it, and then more money goes into alternatives as well. That's sort of the pattern. Is that going to happen again here?
Well, I mean, I certainly hope so. That's the thesis of my book. I mean, in many ways, you know, we need some of this inflation in oil prices as hard as it is for consumers
right.
to take in order to make this transition. I mean, without it, if we have cheap oil, you know, the bottom line is that people are going to use cheap oil.
Of course.
And if we continue to get an endless supply of cheap oil, there's no reason for anybody to use, you know, a solar or wind.
Right.
And so, you know, this is in many ways, it's a necessary thing. I think it's necessary for the stock market. It's something the Fed's been kind of advising that was necessary for a long, long time. I mean, a lot of people are jittery today about inflation, but in general, I think in all ways, both for the oil patch, I mean, obviously they do much better when oil prices are higher, and our economy, you know, it's still 16% oil and gas, and we still rely on it, and we need these guys to be solvent. So, you know, even from all sides, from an environmental side, from an energy side, except for the consumers who, you know, get jittery, and I understand why, yeah. You know, it's a good thing to see these prices at least moderate to a place that seems a little more natural for us. I mean, God, I mean, how long can we deal with, you know, $2 gas? I mean, you know, when we're dealing with $5 a gallon milk, I don't know. It just kind of doesn't make sense to me. It never did.
Choose between milk and gas. Which one do you choose?
I'll go gas.
Hey, the book is Turning Oil Green. The author is Dan Dicker. And
thanks, Dan.
We're grateful, as always, for your insight, Dan.
Take care.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Brian. Take care, you guys.
Dan Dicker, one of the best.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.